Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Mike Jones. We have a big weekend tonight and tomorrow with AEW, the buy-in show, Rampage, Dynamite, and a man that's going to be a huge part of it all is joining us today. Brian Danielson, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Dude, I want to go back a couple weeks, and September 22nd, you and Kenny Omega, you start Dynamite that night, one of the most incredible matches I've ever seen. And the fact that you guys just, you took it to the limit for 30. If you had one more minute, man, one more minute, you would have had him.
You know, I'd like to think that, but sometimes the best wrestlers in the world, you can't put away if you only have one more minute. You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
I'd like the next time I wrestle Kenny Omega for it to be for the championship, and then I have a full 60 minutes to beat him. So.
Well, you know, and that's the thing I was going to follow up with. The fact that you guys did that non-title, it opens up so many possibilities, because that match is going to come at some point. You and Kenny for the AEW championship, and that's going to be one hell of a fight between both of you. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. That's, you know, wrestling Kenny is one of the reasons why I wanted to come to AEW. And realistically, I mean, the number of talent that I want to wrestle and get in the ring with. I mean, it's just too many. Even like tonight, like I'm wrestling Minoru Suzuki tonight. Like, that's awesome, right? And, you know, I didn't think any of this was possible, you know, a year ago. So,
well, and not just tonight, not just with Suzuki, but tomorrow night, Bobby Fish. I mean, like, tonight, tomorrow, every week AEW gets bigger and bigger. And tonight, tomorrow, we've got the buy-in on YouTube to start everything, then Rampage, and then tomorrow night, Dynamite. I mean, this could be one of the biggest weekends ever for AEW, and you're going to have two of the biggest matches tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know what? So, like, my two matches, I'm super excited for. I'm wrestling Minoru Suzuki tonight, and when I was the only time I've ever wrestled him in a one-on-one match, I was 23 years old, and he beat the absolute crap out of me, and it was in Japan. But by fighting back when he did that, I earned a lot of respect from some of the Japanese guys in the locker room, specifically Yuji Nagata, who at the time I thought he was the best guy I'd ever been in the ring with. And after the match, he came in, like, as I walked by, he gave me a thumbs up. You did a good job, right? I was like, and you know, when you're 23 and kind of, you know, 4 years into wrestling, like, something like that means a lot, you know. And then Bobby Fish, you know, Bobby Fish and I both wrestled in WWE at the same time. He was there for the last several years, never once got a chance to step in the ring together. So yeah, I'm excited for both those matches. And then also tonight, I'm super excited because tonight on Rampage, Junior Dos Santos, the former UFC heavyweight champion, is making his pro wrestling debut. So I'm and against Jericho, I can't wait to see it.
It's unbelievable. Like I said, you guys, every week with AEW, it's getting bigger and bigger. And CM Punk's on tonight, Sammy Guevara. You got the Lucha Brothers tomorrow on Dynamite, Malakai Black versus Dante Martin. I mean, it's big matches all around. And that's what I love about AEW, that it's not just the big matches. It's wins and losses. It's moving up the card. It's all of that. Like, everything you do in that ring matters so much every night.
Yeah, it's traditional pro wrestling that makes sense. Modernized for modern fans, because realistically, you know, like, the world's changed a lot in the last 20 years, right? And so everything is modernized now, you know, the way that we watch TV shows, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everything, you know, if you don't change with the times, you know, you're going to kind of get left behind. I think AEW is doing a great job of modernizing wrestling and giving people stuff to be excited about every single week.
And, you know, you say that using every avenue, every aspect, like the buy-in show tonight on YouTube. It's the first time doing something like that. And you stack it up with big matches, you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on there. Whereas, like you said, 20 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. Things have changed so much.
Yeah. I mean, and even like AEW working across companies, right? To where, like, making a match like me against Minoru Suzuki, and the fact that it's live streaming on the internet, right? Like that's, I don't know how old you are, but when I was in high school, you couldn't even, it took you 5 minutes to download a picture on
exactly.
the internet, let alone like. So it's like, it's really cool. And the idea of, especially the buy-in tonight with me against Minoru Suzuki, which is a match I've wanted for a long time, and for it to be like, there's going to be no commercials. It's going to be free on YouTube for everybody to watch. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to say, too, because the buy-in title, I just wanted everyone to be clear. I did see people on social media saying, do I have to pay for this? Is it a special event? It is a special event, but free for everyone on the AEW YouTube stream. So you can see it right there.
Yeah, do you know what? It's funny because it's kind of a questionable name, but it goes back to kind of the formation of AEW. And there it's like on this idea of starting a second company, like a second major company in the United States, being a real gamble. But, you know, betting on yourself, right? Betting on yourself that you can do it. And so if you don't know that history and you see the title buy in, it's like, do I have to pay for this YouTube show? No. You don't have to pay for it. It's going to be free, but it's, you know, the name is part of the kind of the history of AEW, which is really cool.
Brian, I want to know, as now a part of AEW, you get to reintroduce the world to the American Dragon, but it's something we haven't seen from you in many years now. Like, how does it feel to you? You got that reignited fire, that look in your eyes. I see it with all your interviews. How do you feel introducing the American Dragon to a new crop, a new group of wrestling fans?
So I'm really excited about it. I mean, I haven't been able to go as my real name, Brian Danielson, you know, since 2010 and as the American Dragon. And it's just, you know, for me, like I tend to be in outside of the wrestling ring, just very kind and gentle and all that kind of stuff. But it's one of the things that wrestling allows you to do. And I think the same thing with like fighting or when people go and do jujitsu or kickboxing, like it allows you to express the more aggressive part of yourself. And before that wasn't my role. And now being able to do whatever I want in the ring, I tend to be pretty aggressive.
Well, it says to me when I see All Elite Wrestling, you're coming in to put the elite in there and see who is the elite versus you. Like you want to test everyone and be tested yourself.
Yeah, and so I always want to push myself, but I'm also here to push other people, right? Like one of the things one of my mentors has talked to me about, you know, in this run is that like, hey, make pro wrestling better, right? Push these guys, make them come up to your level. Don't ever stoop down to other people's level, right? Like, like you know, I'm in a great space right now where a lot of eyeballs are on what we're doing and really focus on, and presenting the best pro wrestling possible and changing the game. You know what I mean? That's what we're here to do in AEW is we're here to change the game. And so, and me specifically, as far as in-ring wrestling, like that's what I want to do.
When you were coming into AEW, besides focusing on the in-ring, did you also say to yourself, I want to talk to the young up-and-coming talents? I want to make sure they know to do things the right way and help them too. Is that a role you've taken on for yourself?
No, not at all. I'm going to kick their heads in.
All right. Well.
and see if they can step up. You know what I mean? And obviously, you know, anybody who comes to me and wants advice or anything like that, I'm more than happy to give that to them. But yeah, my mentality is not come in, help the younger guys. Although, you know, if anybody wants help, I'm there for it. But it's mostly to go in there and like I said, kick their heads in, right? Like I want to see, you know, there's a great guy, Dante Martin. He's wrestling Malakai Black tomorrow on Dynamite, and you watch him. He's 20 years old. He does things in the ring that I've never seen before, and like I want to get in the ring and see how good he is, and then really smash him the way that Minoru Suzuki smashed me 17 years ago, because it teaches you something. It does. It teaches you something about yourself, right? And like, I'm a better pro wrestler because Minoru Suzuki beat the crap out of me 17 years ago. And now I get to show him tonight, like, hey, like I can beat the crap out of people too. And I'm not the 23-year-old kid that you fought 17 years ago, you know, like that sort of thing. And so yeah, that's kind of my aspiration with the younger talent is when I get in the ring with them, show them, like be physical with them, like rough them up a little bit, like make them better pro wrestlers. And that's, you know, that's one of the things I want to do.
Brian, last thing before I let you go, Halloween, Jaguars versus Seahawks, your boss, Tony Khan, his family, they do own the Jags and you're the big Seahawks guy. Is there going to be trash talking going on? Or are you like, hey, he's the boss, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut on this one.
Well. So, I mean, like, I think, you know, there's always got to be a bit of trash talk. it's not fun if there's not a little bit of trash talk. You know what I mean? And so it's like, and I think Tony and I have a strong enough relationship that that it can withstand. You know, we'll see if I get fired in a couple weeks.
What happened to Brian Danielson?
Why.
He's gone from AEW.
Yeah.
Well, Brian,
yeah.
We got two big nights for AEW. Buy-in show tonight on YouTube, Rampage on TNT tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Dynamite on TNT. You got two huge matches. Good luck in both of them. And I can't wait to see what comes with you and AEW for a long time to come. Thank you, my friend.
Yep, thank you very much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.